You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Hey, AfterBuzzers, welcome to South Park Weekly After Show here at AfterBuzz TV. We're doing something a little special today. There's no new South Park, right, Steph Sabra?
No, not
right,
this week.
Right, Christian Blatt?
I don't know why not, but there's not. I'm very upset about it.
And I'm Phil Svitek. There was our introductions. It's a little backdoor. So there's no new episode of South Park this week, so of course we can't talk about it. But it is the first day of Jack and Crack Witch Week. We've got our Jack, we've done our crack... And now we're ready. We're going to do something very special. It's called a watch-along. What the hell is a watch-along? Well...
Yeah, what is it?
We're going to watch an episode. In fact, we're going to watch Sons of Witches.
Sons of Witches.
That's what I said.
You said Sons of Witches.
Sons
you
of
sound
of
like,
witch.
Thought I
you
did.
Sounded like a white guy when you said it.
Well, we're going to watch that episode from last year that introduced us to Jack and Crack Witch Week. And we're essentially... You get to play along where you sync up that episode with our episode... And you watch it, we talk to you while you watch it, we drink while you watch.
You drink too?
Yes.
You smoke the crack, we've already done way too much, but you can smoke crack while you're watching.
Absolutely.
Unless you're under 18.
I'm not avoiding Christian, Anthony Becerra is going to join us. Anthony Becerra is normally our engineer, so for the first time ever, you get to see Anthony Becerra in full flesh.
Yes.
Yeah, Tony B. Tony himself.
Now, allow me...
Tony B. smoking crack...
I know you guys are very excited for the episode, but allow us to indulge just a moment. Steph, talk about your costume. Who are you wearing tonight?
Oh, I am wearing, I don't know, is it Party City?
I don't know.
I'm wearing...
Let's just say it's Party
honestly,
City.
Oh, I can actually stand up in here.
Yes, of course.
Yeah,
yes, let me show this outfit, you guys. Phil got us the best witch outfits ever. I have a cape. Oh, and I have a broom.
That's
no,
right.
That's actually just because he wanted you to sweep up the studio afterwards.
Yeah, so. Women belong in the kitchen cleaning.
You said it, not me.
But well, she's right. Christian, how do you feel, like, first night of Jack and Crack Witch Week, how do you feel about this?
If you think about it, for 51 weeks I've been looking forward to this, because at the end of Jack and Crack Week, all you can really think about is, like, I can't believe that I'm going to have to go through all this bullshit. I'm going to have to go through Thanksgiving. I'm going to have to go through Christmas. All this birthdays. The birth of America. All this stuff that is so lame compared to Jack and Crack Witch Week. I'm so glad it's finally here.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
I know.
Let me ask you
America.
This. Have you guys rewatched the episode? Because it's going to be an interesting feeling to watch it a year later.
Yeah, I have not rewatched it. I won't pretend that I have.
For a season, because this was at the height of a lot of things. People didn't necessarily love the season. We loved this episode, but it was kind of going in a weird direction in terms of the season, and things were a lot more interconnected. So it'll be an interesting viewpoint back in time.
Well, I know that Steph's really going to enjoy it because of how important a part Heidi plays in the episode. And just like Heidi, Steph is so funny and so smart.
Yeah.
I was saying
that earlier.
She's
such a witch.
I am actually a witch. I didn't need this costume to profess that, but I've been looking forward to this since last year.
All right, well, without further ado, let us get into it. So here's how it's going to go. I'm gonna give a countdown, right? So if you're not ready yet, pause us. It's okay. No offense. We won't take any. But we're ready on our end. So if you're ready in three, you're going to hit play. When I count down, you're going to hit play on yours, okay? So 3, 2, 1... Go. So now the episode's playing, so we got the Comedy Central logo. Tony, come join us.
What up, my witches?
Yay!
Yeah, Tony B!
Jack and Crack!
I'm so
grab here. So we got the disclaimer.
All characters and events in the show, even though... Oh, my God.
What's up?
Yes, here's the intro. Don't ruin my cape. You're ruining my cape.
Sorry, I gotta sit here. Yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers, my witches.
And I love... The intro itself is different.
The fact that they did a special Halloween intro...
Oh, that's right.
At that moment, I'm like, this is gonna be amazing.
Yeah.
Ooh, this is a lot of Jack.
A lot of Jack.
Yeah, not enough crack in here.
Oh,
here
yeah.
Episode.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of
it. And here we go. I want candy. In fact, I remember we used this song when we did this episode.
This is when we
knew. Anybody needs more
Coke.
Yeah,
just a little bit more.
What's up, the other guy getting there?
Everyone just said sundown, which should be soon.
There's my spider.
I want candy.
finish.
Such a great way to open an episode.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, this was, sorry, Steph, but this was Anthony, Phil, and I driving to work today. You were already here. You rode your broom. But we were just totally rocking out.
That's what we say on our way to pick up the crack.
It was sustainable, though.
Yeah, oh, of course. It was locally sourced, organic, cage-free, farm-to-table crack.
Oh, no. You're not doing this again.
Oh, no.
Of course I am. Sharon, stop being such a buzzkill.
Right?
What's wrong with Jack and Crack which week?
The week leading up to Halloween is always my witch party week with the guys.
Yeah, you might get wasted.
You have some drink.
Cheers.
Yeah, I like beer. Do you like beer, Senator? I like beer.
I feel like I've never had a wife that I know of, but I feel like
I've had a few.
I've had two.
This is such a, like, I feel like, especially in a Colorado town, you just need to let loose.
Yeah.
Oh, I have felt like this, though. Like,
yeah, trying to get ready for this episode, this was Steph changing into her costume.
100%.
I was Cartman. I was like,
I want to get there early.
I wanted to get there early for the watch-along.
Oh, please. Tony was the late one.
Yeah, but that's because he was working. I said, Steph, you have the most elaborate costume. Can you please go get ready? No. She was such a Heidi.
It took her like 10 minutes just to pick up the broom.
The crazy thing is that this is exactly what Steph's room looks like.
Oh, of course.
I would lose
Yeah, I told you that before. Oh. You don't need it. I'm sorry, what was that, Tony? Be Tony.
No, I would lose my shit if I was in Cartman's position here.
I feel like.
Oh, you mean with a girl?
Yes.
I feel like they're not even portraying anyone in particular. Like, I feel like this is every relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's been in a relationship knows that at least one person, and look, it could be a guy, is that person. It's usually a girl.
It's
almost
me.
Always a girl. It's Steph. Yeah.
Just ready to party, party, witches.
Party, party, party. Witches!
Yeah.
Woo!
I've got the crap.
Mm.
We should have known he was going to be the one.
See, what I love about this episode, I love drinking movies, whether like The World's End or Beer Fest.
Yeah.
And this is like a great pregame episode because those movies are only fun for like 22 minutes because by that point you're hammered. So this is like the perfect amount of time.
Yeah. Exactly 22
exactly
minutes.
Exactly 22 minutes.
Well, considering
minutes.
How much Jack and how much crack we've had, we wouldn't be able to get to 24
no.
minutes. There's no way.
Yeah, 1 minute more and.
Hey, look, she's
trouble.
Got a spider.
Just
nice.
Like us.
Oh, just like us.
We're matching with Heidi.
It's because we're so smart and so
funny.
So
pretty. The other bed pumpkins get taken and it's in. He's so buff.
Okay, come on, here we go. Going out the door. Come on.
He looks so lumpy.
So Cartman here, I feel your pain.
Oh, yeah.
In all honesty, that Cartman mentality is basically me every minute since I had kids. It's just like, I just want to go. Can we just get in the car? I mean, it would be great.
Yes! Yes, they're pouring out the drinks. They're getting crazy.
So far, this episode lives up. Like, it doesn't lose any value over time.
No.
No.
It honestly gained in value.
Like a fine wine. Although their eyes are all droopy.
Now, I will say from personal experience, having bought all these costumes, they don't make witch costumes readily available for men, which is quite sexist.
Yeah, I find that to really be the real problem with society today, that men can't dress up like witches on Jack and Crack Witch Week.
That is messed up.
I thought it was 20. Yeah, thank you.
2018 thank you, Halloween stores, what up?
Yeah.
2017 had unisex
witch
costumes.
What if I choose
costumes?
To identify as a witch?
What if I want to dress up like a nun, too? Like,
well, that's your problem.
Oh, okay.
Like from the devil himself.
That is double chin.
You guys want to try it?
Yeah.
I would dance with the devil in the
The car's still moving. He gets out.
Wait up, babe. Look at him. That is life. Being in a relationship is that face on Cartman's face. That expression on Cartman's face.
Okay, go on in, I suppose. Petting zoo's closed, and I think they stopped the churro machine.
The petting zoo is closed?
Yeah, you can still maybe do the bouncy house.
Come on, babe.
How disappointing.
The fire effects, though. Top notch.
Yeah.
You know, one thing I'll say is that this reflects growth for Cartman, because ordinarily the churro machine is what he would have been most upset about. So clearly he's evolved at least somewhat.
Oh, this is classic. This is like textbook horror film right here. You get us like a first book, you read from it, and then you get possessed. I love it.
This is right up there with Halloween 3.
This
season of the witch
scene is my favorite.
Yeah.
A witch flew, we got a drink.
Yeah.
I love the hair.
Oh yeah, I got instantly like all mangy and like haggard.
Yeah.
And, like, that was awesome.
So much Jack.
You gotta dangle.
There's a lot of Jack in this
car. A lot of Jack.
I knew I should have poured my own.
I'm
well,
okay.
The crazy part is we still have a lot left.
Woo! Oh, yeah, look at those effects.
So, I mean, obviously, this is a nice homage to Willem Dafoe.
Oh,
Green
my
Goblin
God. I was just
Spider-Man.
Thinking that.
Because just the look, but also throwing the pumpkin bombs.
Mm-hmm. Pumpkin bombs are so fucking Green Goblin.
Whether it's Green Goblin or Hobgoblin, I just want pumpkin bombs.
I love
Ronan Heidi. What?
I love how they're connecting the two storylines already, because usually they wait till the end, or sometimes they're not connected at all.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that, you know, Heidi gets stolen right there.
This
is me every morning.
That's going to be us tomorrow.
Yeah. This is...
Oh, my God. Straight out of the gallon.
Look at Sharon. Oh.
Hey, I didn't see you there.
Didn't see you there. About what happened last night?
No, what happened?
Your buddy, Chip Duncan, apparently he
Chip.
Flew around
the room
and blew things up and kidnapped some children.
That is
Are
so
you
Chip.
Serious?
You heard nothing about this? He flew away, vowing we'd all be
I feel like we all have our own Chip in our friend group that just goes around flying on a broom and
Randy,
just blow up little children, you know?
Yeah, Stephen Lemieux.
I mean, that's why we don't hang out with him on South Park Weekly.
Yeah.
He left us.
It's awful. We're not like Chip, okay? He's a bad
Yeah.
He's a bad witch.
He's a bad witch.
Right, okay, what I love, this was the commentary on Trump and like all those things. Like,
sure.
We're not with him. Just because we're like him, we're not with him.
Right.
Look at that. Didn't you guys see that?
Good context.
I was trying to get some pumpkin patch really early.
I feel like that still applies today.
Yeah.
They still say that every week.
Look at Cartman, by the way. Like,
oh my God, this scene we love.
This is great. This is like some, like, I'm getting flashbacks to, like, The Shining. Like, like Cartman just slowly losing his mind because he couldn't. Ugh.
Don't you think so, Eric? Yes, you're right, guys. It's my only way out.
Oh, no.
Alright, see you, Sharon.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Obviously, it's night two, Sharon.
How did he get home?
Day two of Witch Week with the guys.
You don't ask those questions on Jack and Crack Witch Week. You just do.
How am I getting home? Oh, no.
You're flying broom, bro.
Oh, that's
come on,
right.
Bro.
Yeah, you got room for two on that, so, bro?
Yes.
Carpool on the broom or what?
Absolutely.
Just because of one bad witch, we're supposed to stop a tradition that goes back 20
years. Okay, so in all seriousness now,
Jesus.
I feel like this took a very serious take on this.
Yeah.
But I feel like in today's day and age, there's so many things that I would have done, and not like perverse or not anything like atrocious. But now I have to like double take of like, will I be associated with the shit people of this?
Yeah, no, I mean just, you know, if I make that joke or if I have that Halloween costume, you know. Like Megyn Kelly found out this week that apparently blackface isn't cool anymore.
Apparently.
Who knew? Who knew?
Hey, what the hell is this?
By the way, a kid did actually wear blackface to my school on Halloween one year. He was sent home.
Okay, oh that's God. Relieving,
they
I guess.
Can't do this.
But he was sent
the
home.
The whole town really is on a witch pursuit thing.
Was he just a minor? Not a minor, but a minor.
No, he wasn't a minor. No.
That worked in
no,
the
he
mines.
Brought, like a big boombox and wore gold chains and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Wrong.
It was it. Yeah. Well, that'll tell you about the the ethnic breakdown of my town. That the one black kid didn't kick his ass.
The one black.
Just that's my school.
Oh my God. To destroy a witch, you need bent hits. Not
Nine in all.
Bent?
Each bent into an L shape.
What?
What
are bent pits?
I think I got it figured out.
Love
you
this.
Knew? I knew Eric would come up with a plan.
Oh, great.
Oh, my
great.
God.
This
First
is
of all,
so amazing.
A scary place to lure her into. What is the creepiest place in town? Ross Dresbeness, that's right.
What a great answer
Eric
that was.
Ross Dresbeness, and I will bring
Ross Dresbeness.
Once inside, Kenny and Butters will set off a series of explosions.
Wait, what the fuck are you talking about?
This is how we're going to get rid of Heidi.
But how great is it to watch this on Hulu where they don't bleep?
Yes.
Cursing.
Of the witch.
Uncensored, everybody. You're welcome.
Well, you guys, then break up with her. You clearly can't stand it, but the poor girl.
Exactly.
I've tried. It's impossible. Heidi is a nice girl. How can you be so?
What an amazing MC Dreidel sign up there on the wall.
Oh my God.
Completely didn't catch it the last time.
I love when they always have like the Road Warrior poster.
Yeah,
that's my favorite.
Yeah, and Cartman means that, by the way. He will not kill someone for Kyle.
Students
now.
And parents, I know that you are all concerned about the witch.
Cal's our number one.
And I want to speak to you all about how to try and protect yourselves. But first, some gentlemen have asked to speak on what they perceive to be a witch pursuit.
Witch pursuit.
Witch pursuit.
This is a great little bit.
Oh, God. This is a perfect amount of awkwardness for all these dads.
I love whenever they, what's great is they always are able to work in a musical number.
Yeah.
When things are going.
Kids' faces. Just awesome. Witch pursuit thingy.
Witch pursuit.
Hey, guys. There's good witches and
the back.
Thank you.
And we stand
back,
with
of course.
In saying this particular witch needs to be brought down. But that doesn't mean we should all be closing parks and stopping all witch activity.
Steph.
I like how the black guy has a purple witch hat.
We're trying to kill
like, what?
The actual witch. Nobody's coming after you.
Yes, they are, boys. And next they'll be coming after
for
you.
Because
you're all little sons of witches.
We got a drink for that one.
Yes.
Sons of witches.
Hey, babe.
Oh, hey, Eric.
Listen, there's a big fun costume
hey,
party tonight, and I was thinking you and me should go. What do you say?
Costume party? With everything that's going on?
Yeah, I just think, you know, we need
she
to
sounds like current day Sharon.
Fun, you know?
Yeah.
Our costumes picked out.
Like, God, school shootings, get over it. Like, yesterday's news.
Well, maybe 4:30 if you're bringing the costumes. I
yeah, it's all about, you know, mysterious packages today.
Too soon.
Whatever, dude.
Rabbit, can I talk to you?
Sure, Steven.
Sure, Steven. Lemieux.
P.U.
About what we've done. I think it's time we come clean and tell everyone about the crack. The spells against our wife.
What?
Okay, look, you're freaked out. It's understandable.
This was pre-Me Too, right?
I've done wrong, Randy. I feel like I'm down, and I want Linda.
You know, I don't
last
know
year,
when the Harvey Weinstein story. Let me look it up.
I think it was November.
Yeah, it might be right before.
Well, it was in October, right? This was in October.
This was in October.
Yeah.
It was right before Halloween.
Yeah.
That's what these witch pursuit thingies do, okay? They make everyone go crazy.
I mean, because, well, it's interesting as far as, like, coming clean and all that. Even if it was at the time of like the start of the Weinstein stuff, now in hindsight, it's interesting to view it from that focal point.
Yeah.
That like, hey, it's time to come clean. We've been witches. We've had this tradition, and now it's kind of time's up.
Yeah.
Now it might be the time.
Time's up to come clean.
Hey, it's Randy. We've got until tomorrow morning to sacrifice Steven to the devil. Explain later. Just get everyone together, and maybe bring just a little bit of crack.
Just a little bit.
October 5th, 2017, the New York Times published a story detailing decades of allegations of sexual harassment against Harvey Weinstein.
Right,
so by the time this aired,
yeah,
the story broke. So yeah, that it did. I kind of remember us talking about
yeah,
it. That definitely was part of it.
By the
way, how great is Eric's costume? I know he's going to murder his girlfriend or try to, but he really did a great job.
It's perfect.
You're still mad about the pumpkin patch, aren't you?
Why would I be mad? You wanted to make sure you looked right, and then you had to eat and use the bathroom 40 times. I don't blame you for missing the pumpkin patch.
I didn't use the bathroom 40 times.
I wouldn't blame you.
20. Probably 20 times.
What's better, passive-aggressive or just being aggressive with your other...
Mm. Ah. Did you hear that?
Steph, which one do you prefer?
I would say happy medium.
Oh my God, Eric, are you okay?
Passive aggressive sucks, but this.
Well, well, what have we here?
I like it when they're just up front, because I'm usually just watching from the sidelines, and it's pretty fun. Passive aggressive is just mean. I'm just like, ooh.
They're part of the same witch group.
We gotta find them before something even stupider happens. How are we gonna do that?
Grimmin is the most passive-aggressive, methodical planner of all time.
And then here he is.
President Garrison.
President, you have an urgent call from a Butters Stotch.
What the hell's he want?
Right.
What's he want?
What's
this
he want?
This is the president.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you? Butter him up, Butters.
Butter him up, Butters.
Oh, I remember these. This was hilarious.
Oh, it's fine. You know, just making the country great again.
Yeah.
Get rid of all the immigrants, like you said?
I got rid of, like, six of them so far. You know, it's a little hard.
This was hilarious the first time we watched.
Did you build that big wall you were going to build?
Don't be a dick, Butters.
Don't give him time, Butters.
Like, I love it. Like, he was genuinely trying to help.
Yeah.
And they're just such deep insults.
Now I just have to celebrate it
a little. Aw, he misses witches.
One of the guys did a spell and took off a bunch of children, and he's going to eat them all.
Let me guess, Chip Duncan.
He knew right away.
Oh, he's such a douche.
Chip Duncan.
Please, you gotta help. Our dads can't do anything.
A douche witch?
People are coming after all witches.
Coming after all witches?
Oh, jeez.
We
got a quick...
There it is. Oh, it looks so cool.
So you were there when the witch showed up and took your girlfriend?
Yes, it just came out of nowhere. I tried to save Patty, but it was too late.
What was your girlfriend wearing?
She was dressed kind of like me, but had a simple Munich Dirndl from Germany.
What?
Stop at all to think that what you were doing might attract the witch?
Excuse me? Are you actually trying to blame the victim here?
I'm just saying that if there's a big...
Oh, I love it. This was the first, like...
...dressed as Hansel and Gretel. Whoa, not cool, Rick. Not cool.
Not cool, Rick.
You're bad, sir.
Sorry, folks. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Well, he looked right at
us. Telling us. Yeah. Sorry, folks.
The witch has been spotted at Ross Dress for Less. Everyone to Ross Dress for Less.
That was, I still feel like that's even more heightened today when you just ask a simple question of anyone, and all of a sudden they're like, whoa, I'm the victim here.
I'm the victim here.
Yeah.
It's like, I was just asking a question, bro.
Hello, Stephen.
Yeah.
Oh, hey. What are we meeting here for?
Oh, that's
it's
so
too
cool.
Late, Stephen.
Coming out of the shadows.
We know you took
he has, like,
children.
Shoulder pump.
What are you doing? Here he is, everybody.
Sick.
Stephen's a bad witch. No.
Stephen's a terrible witch.
Putting a stop to you, Stephen, because that's what good witches do.
Damn right.
Oh my God, I see what this is. This witch pursuit thing has you on a witch pursuit thing now.
Oh no, Fibo.
I'm innocent, please. It's over, Stutch.
So this is basically a commentary of...
Don't you see? They're just doing their own witch pursuit thing
...of influence from one to the other.
Yeah. Mm.
So then, when people are coming on to you, you all of a sudden internalize it, and you must, like, single out someone within your own group to take the heat off for your own group.
What's up,
bros?
Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. It's like passing on the hot potato in a sense.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay. So I'm a witch. You understand, everyone associates us with you, right? Of course they do! You're all witches too, dudes!
Yeah.
Not like you! What'd you do with the children? They're all in here, you see?
Oh, that's so creepy.
I'm going to use their souls to increase my power!
Yeah.
Increase my powers!
Another witch is flying down now!
This is a great moment, yeah.
Oh my God.
I feel like this episode, apart from the Jag and Crack, this episode wasn't as well received. Because of how highbrow it actually was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's not as on the nose as it could have been. You have to actually be paying attention.
If we had known you were going to hurt people, we would have never even hung out. Oh, give me a break, Randy. No, seriously.
Actually, yeah, it's super. Like, it's really brilliant with the whole witch hunts. Like, it's literally
a witch pursuit thing.
Oh, the witch pursuit.
What the fuck are you doing? Oh, hey, man.
Hey, man.
You're ruining the party for
everyone. Hey, man.
I'm here to take you out. You'll never stop me.
Why Ross dress for
that's
this?
What I was thinking.
Because it's
too.
The creepiest place you can think of was the point.
All right, that's true.
Take a shit.
Oh no. Oh my, they vaporized them.
That's right. We could do that to any of you watching right now.
Yes, because we're witches.
So think twice before you leave that nasty comment about how annoying Phil is.
I love how the kids pop out.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But the ultimate joke is about to take place.
Yes.
Come on out, little girl.
And who's the little girl?
Just a second. Come on, little girl. Everyone's waiting on you.
We come full circle. Heidi just won't come out.
It's gonna be a while. It's gonna be a while.
Carp. He knows.
Hey, and there's still a few nights left of Jack and Crack Witch Week.
Woo! They said it.
Tons of crack and a jet.
Now they got a jet, baby. Oh, you're right.
Don't wait up, Jen. I'm gonna party with El Presidente.
El Presidente.
I feel like. If you got a chance to,
yeah, no, I've been ready for a couple hours.
Say what you want about President Trump. If you had a chance to do Jack and Crack with Donald Trump,
well,
I feel like you'd take it.
I'd rather spoon my eyes out.
Compared to other recent presidents, well, let's just say, who would I want to smoke crack and drink Jack Daniels with?
Bill Clinton.
Obama. Definitely Bill Clinton. Absolutely. There would be so much trim to go around.
Excuse me?
But I feel like they're not president anymore.
Yeah,
they're
so they'd be with the current president who could be like, hey, you want to see something cool? Take a kill shot from the satellite. Yeah. I'm down with it.
Yeah.
Especially if it was Mr. Garrison. Anyway, wow, Jack and Quack Week, it just goes by faster every year. Oh, yeah, Tony's going to run and do some work now.
I'm going to disappear.
And we'll be in our costumes next week.
Yeah,
we will.
And, you know, I learned something today, that Jack and Crack, you know, you can go home again, is what I learned from that. As what we learned from Mr. Garrison, Mr. President, is that, you know, even when you're president, you can still go home to Jack and Crack Week. Jack and Crack Week is for everybody.
Completely.
You know, here's what I learned. We all said the world was going to end, and I'm not saying it's better.
No, it's definitely worse. It's so much worse, but it is still here.
We're alive.
Yeah.
And that's something to celebrate.
Every night for the next week.
Cheers.
Bye, all.
All right.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.